I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate October 16th. Chi Persei doesn't look all that imposing. The star shines at fourth magnitude, so it's visible under dark skies, but not from cities and towns. But that's only because it's a long way off, about 1,200 light years. In reality, it's one of the most impressive stars visible to the human eye. Perseus climbs the eastern sky on autumn evenings. It consists of a couple of ribbons of stars that join at Mirfak, the constellation's leading light. And it contains the most famous variable star in the sky, Algol, the demon star, which fades and brightens every 3 days. Yet neither can compare with Chi Persei, which is near the bottom of the longer ribbon. At visible wavelengths, it's about 13,000 times brighter than the Sun, but it's tens of thousands of degrees hotter than the Sun, so it emits most of its light in the ultraviolet. When you add that in, Chi Persei is a quarter of a million times the Sun's brightness. The key to that showiness is the star's mass, roughly 30 times the Sun's mass. At that great heft, gravity squeezes its core tightly, revving up its nuclear engine. Energy works its way to the surface, making Chi Persei hot and bright. Before long, it'll get even hotter and brighter. It'll explode as a supernova, briefly shining brighter than billions of normal stars. A brilliant demise for an impressive star. Chi Persei energizes a nearby cloud of gas, and we'll have more about that tomorrow. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.